now the trouble you've started? Be they the government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone or human being.
Time when the operation of the machine becomes so odious, makes you so sick at heart that you can't take part. You can't even passively take part. And you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, by all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop. And you've got to win the day to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Revolution Radio of FreedomSlips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
You called down the thunder, well now you've got it.
Right, you tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Revolution Radio!
We did not engage in conflict that was out of line with our mission.
Is it disloyalty? Is it sedition? Is it treason to oppose the hands of tyranny? Never!
I will never send troops anywhere on a mission of that kind without telling them that if somebody shoots at them, they can darn well shoot back.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty! Oh, give me!
A dark cloud is finally lifting across the world as U.S. military intelligence and their global partners are destroying the deep state criminal power structure that has ruled over our planet for hundreds of years.
We are free with the God-given rights, and we shall not yield that right to any power on earth.
Hi, I'm Scott McKay. The world is at, and I am your host on The Tipping Point. On Revolution Radio, where every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, we bring you the latest in this ensuing takedown of this global criminal empire.
That's an image of strength.
You'll get the raw, hard truth here on The Tipping Point. So come join us Mondays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, in Studio B at revolution.radio.
Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com. And now we're going to get back to your host.
Hey, welcome, welcome everybody to the Christine Korda Show here on Revolution Radio, which you can find by going to FreedomSlips.com. I am your host, Christine Korda, and I am here today on April 26th. 2021. I'm sorry, you know, I realized that I didn't come on, didn't do the show last week. I thought that I had sent a message to the management. I apologize. I didn't. The last 2 weeks have been very, very difficult, and I thought that I did, and it wasn't intentional. So please forgive me. I hope it wasn't dead air. Nothing worse than dead air, except some other hosts. And Frank is not here. We had lost an old friend of mine, lost her son, and it was just awful. And you can't even imagine. I don't know how anybody could deal with that. And it really hit me hard because my daughter, who is 25, I mean, they were babies together. And it was just absolutely the most tragic loss. And it threw me for a loop, I gotta tell you. I don't take that sort of thing well, as none of us do. So I apologize. I'm fine. I mean, I hadn't seen the friend for years and years. But it's still, thank God. I mean, that sounds terrible to say, but I don't know if I could have dealt with it. I wish I could have, but we had a falling out years ago, and there wasn't going to be any reconciliation. And during the wake and the funeral, when it was going on, I kept thinking, gee, I wish I could just hug her. I wish I could just talk to her. Anyway, appreciate the day. Appreciate you're alive. Don't sweat the small stuff because all of a sudden, though, you think you're never going to outlive your kids. And then, boom, something like that happens. And it's absolutely terrifying. It really is. But we're still blessed to be alive. We're still blessed to be knowledgeable. We are blessed to be aware of what is going on in the country and in the world, perhaps even in the spiritual realm, and that we can be happy about. I mean, in my other job, not the radio show host, but in my other job, I am a psychic medium, and I'm aware of people who are stuck in the etheric realm. And I often think, how are we going to get into a peaceful eternity just thinking that we are? Well, we'll be okay. We'll face that when we die. And we don't know anything about spirituality. So I think that the fact that Revolution Radio listeners, this is the Truth Network, this is the number one in listener-supported radio on the internet in the world. Not making that up. I don't get paid to say it. As a matter of fact, I would pay to say it at this point in time. That's why I'm going to ask you for donations, because we are number one in listener-supported radio in the world. And that's not easy to come by. There are internet radio networks a dime a dozen. And we need to hear the truth. And we are attacked. Every time we call back, I just don't know who's listening or if any of the producers are listening. When people call to listen to the online, when you call on your phone, the numbers for Revolution Radio to listen through your phone say all circuits are busy. All circuits are busy. This has been going on for several weeks, as far as I understand it. So I think that we're under several attacks. And so I'm going to ask you from my heart. I don't get a cent and I don't want a cent. I mean, you want to send me a 20, that's fine. Just joking. This network needs to stay on the air. It needs to stay on the airwaves. It needs to stay on the internet waves. Whether you agree or don't agree with what I'm saying or anyone else is saying, the fact of the matter is I've gone to other internet radio networks, internet radio network platforms. You can't talk about Jesus. You can't talk about God. You can't talk about Trump unless it's to threaten to kill him or whatever else is going on, even though he's not the president anymore, so they say. Revolution Radio welcomed me in, my gosh, it was 2015 already. Just think of that. I was just like 30. And it's just been so long. And I left for a year or two because my technical issues were just horrid and the shows were just terrible. Not that they're that great now, but I mean, the technical, the sound and everything was just awful. This is a place where they have let me spew what many might think is nonsense, my psychic shows, my readings, my beliefs. Sometimes I cried, sometimes I whined, sometimes I vented. And you know what? There's not a lot of internet radio show platforms that would let you do that. When I was on another internet platform, it doesn't matter to say who it was. I mean, there was two that I could honestly say, and I'm not that technical. I don't understand technical technology. I don't understand internet radio. I don't understand listeners. I just never delved into that aspect of life. And even I knew that I was being blocked, and even I knew I was being throttled. And how dare they? You know, I'm 57 years old, and how dare they? And this is what's happening with freedom of speech. And we're not going to have it anymore. Freedom of speech doesn't just include Antifa members beating the crap out of white people. White people beating white people for being white because the blacks got offended, you know, and were ridiculously and horribly abused 100 years ago and 50 years ago. But it doesn't make any sense. And that's why we need to have freedom of speech. So we can make our own decisions. We can make our own determination of what's going on. And, you know, I remember my grandparents back in the 70s, both sides. One of the side of grandparents came from Italy in the early 1900s. I think my grandfather came over here in 1902, 1902, and my grandmother, trying to think, I don't know, but it wasn't, it was either a little after or a little before, and the other set of grandparents came over from Ireland in the late 1800s, and they were held back. I mean, there was a lot of discrimination against my Irish and my Italian grandparents. They were insulted. The Irish were called dirty Irish gypsies, and they wouldn't give them jobs. I mean, it was bad. And my Italian ancestors were, I can't say the word, but they were also insulted and hated and dirty. They were considered dirty and criminals and scummy and evil, and they would actually be called the N-word. I've been called the N-word because of the shape of my nose. It doesn't bother me. I don't care if somebody calls me whatever they want to call me. That's their problem, not mine. But, you know, this country has changed. It's not, I mean, these people who are coming into this country, many of them hate this country. But yet they want to come in here, and they demand food stamps. They demand Section 8. They demand Social Security disability. They demand the housing. They demand the food. They demand the ride services. I remember my mother when she was 72 years old. She only lived to be 76, almost 77. Didn't have a great relationship with her, but it bothered me because she was sitting in the living room and in the den of her house with a space heater in front of her, with her coat, hat, scarf, gloves on, watching TV in front of the space heater because she couldn't get enough fuel assistance to get her oil tank filled. Why? Because the illegal immigrants in Waterbury and New Haven and everywhere else were taking it up, getting more. They were giving preferential treatment. So we need to make people aware of what's going on to the bitter end, guys, to the bitter end. And Revolution Radio is a place to do that. Revolution Radio is not a place to pansy around and prance through the meadow singing love and light and love and light. We are never going to bring the light into the world if we don't expose the darkness. And ain't nobody wants to deal with it in the psychic community, and I don't know why. And because I've dealt with it, I've been, you know, ostracized in a certain way. Not a great way, but enough that I felt it affect my life and my radio shows and my readings and everything that I wanted to do, which are associated with psychic mediumship. Because as a psychic medium, why is she wet? Oh, she just sprayed her with what? Oh. So that now when I have this opportunity, I'm doing my show. Now that when I have the opportunity to speak, I'm going to speak up because I see it happening. The difference is just incredible. It's incredible. So please come on over to www.freedomslips.com and make a donation. You can go to home, schedule the nav bar. You can check out the nav bar. Home, schedule, archives, contact, store, donations, and standalone chat. It's very easy to get it done. I mean, every little bit helps. Every little bit helps. And I'm asking you, because it means the world to me, means the world to my listeners, to keep this network on the air. I'm sorry. I guess on the air is okay to say. It's funny because my dream was always to do radio, and it was funny that I ended up here. Most people would never, ever take a show like mine. Most mainstream radio would never admit me to their studio to do a show like this. It's not even possible anymore. It used to be that people would listen to people like, who's that guy that screams and yells? And then they threw him off YouTube and I can't think, oh, Alex Jones, yeah. I mean, he was, you see how it, you know, people used to make fun of that. It was always funny, and he was a funny guy. I don't care for him, but I don't think he's funny. And this is what they've done over all these years to make people who are telling the truth, and people who are telling the truth might very well be insane or partially. I know I'm not playing with 30 cards, but who's counting? I mean, I'm missing 30 cards of a full deck is what I mean. See what I mean? But the truth comes out of people of all different ways, of all different issues that people are dealing with. And maybe some people are overly afraid, or people are paranoid about it, or what have you. But the truth is coming out. The truth is coming out about things. I think we have a lot more truth coming out than they'd want us to think, because the mainstream media does do a good job of hiding things and making things appear in a certain way than they really are in truth. We see that through Bido the Clown as being president. I've never seen a greater disgrace to this country than him, and it's absolutely obscene. And I can't even imagine how anybody in their half their right mind would believe that he's doing anything but making this country horrible. Worse, socialism, communism, taken over by illegal immigrants, giving them everything that they want and need so that they can usher in socialism and they can take control of everything that we do, from where we live, to how our medicine goes, to when we die, to how we eat, to how we do everything from birth to death. And who the heck knows if they're even going to get there after we die and be deciding what happens to us when we die. From my perspective as a medium, it seems to be that at some level they're already doing this. All the shows that I watch, and I don't do anything because I don't go out, I don't want to get sick, I'm not going to get an injection, so I kind of do a lot of TV watching and writing, and I'm in school 2 semesters. Holy moly, is it difficult? It's so challenging. But the shows that I watch are interesting because so many of these paranormal shows, when they collect the EVPs, they hear, help me, we're stuck, we can't move. Why? What's making these people stuck? If you give them, you know, the benefit of the doubt, from my understanding of where I go, wherever I've gone, where there's a haunting or a paranormal activity, there's a lot of that going on. So we have to figure out why. None of these shows figure out why. None of these shows ask how they can help. It's amazing to me how it can be used in such a circus-like way to get attention and views and viewers, but nothing is done to help any of these people who they assume are speaking through the EVP. So here we are in 2021, April 26, 2021, and we are watching groups of people flock to the government and the buses and the vans and get injections of non-vaccines. They're not vaccines. I've talked about it and I'll keep talking about it until I help as many people as I can help to at least consider what I'm saying. I can't tell you what to do or what not to do, because that's up to you. So they're just rushing over to get injected, not knowing that it's not FDA approved. It hasn't been studied. I mean, I took biology of addiction. You need to be careful a pharmaceutical drug or product goes through is lengthy. They have a certain, steps that they do to get these things approved, studies and trials and tribulations, and that's one of the benefits of having an FDA. This injection has not been through that. I remember some of my professors telling me not to not get it, but just, hey, you know, they'd say, well, I'm considering not getting it because it hasn't been through the process for the FDA. But yet people are running through and getting the injection. And, you know, in 1976, more than a quarter of the nation, a quarter of the people in America were vaccinated in 1976 for swine flu. Okay? In 1918, the influenza mislabeled the Spanish flu, which claimed the lives of more than 650,000 Americans and as many as 50 million around the world. It was mislabeled the Spanish flu. 11. Okay. Yeah, can you answer the door, please? Sorry. And I am back. Sorry. Somebody knocked on the door. What I was saying was all these things that we have seen. Now, this is an article. I'm perusing an article on history.com, which is a fairly good site if you look through it. You have to look through all the sites. And that's what I've learned to do. And then determine what you think is legitimate and what is maybe a mixture. So they got all the people inoculated. Warned of a pandemic, Gerald Ford took swift action. Remember Gerald Ford? I think he fell down after he did so. It was actually around the same time of year, March 24th, 1976. He announced a national swine flu immunization program in the White House briefing room. I'm surprised that Fauci wasn't down there with him. I think he was right after that. So they didn't detect any other swine flu cases outside of the Fort Dix. The CDC advocated a better safe than sorry approach. And I want to look up what happened to people who were vaccinated. Let me see if I can find it on Google. You can't find a lot. In 1976, waiting in long lines at schools and clinics, more than 40 million Americans, almost 25% of the population, received the swine flu vaccine before the program was halted in December. After 10 weeks, more than 500 people are thought to have developed Guillain-Barré syndrome after receiving the vaccine. Now, they don't know that, because it's probably much, much more, because most people wouldn't know how much, because they don't keep the legitimate numbers. It wasn't an outbreak. And if you look in the real news, the regular news, and you look through it, you can see that it was very, very overblown. It was very, very exaggerated, the same as now. Swine flu vaccine may be linked to rare nerve disorder. Now, here's an interesting thing. This is from 2012. Swine flu vaccine, not the swine flu, but the swine flu vaccine may be linked to rare nerve disorder. And this was an article on July 10th, 2012. In an analysis led by Philippe de Walls of Laval University, Quebec City, Canada, it followed 4.4 million residents vaccinated against the H1N1 swine flu in late 2009. This was 2009, excuse me. Over the next 6 months, 25 people who received the vaccine developed GBS. Across the Quebec province, however, another 58 people who were not vaccinated also developed GBS. Now, it's interesting to note that people got very injured through the vaccine. But they don't say that when it's happening. But here we are now in 2021, and people are flocking. And I'm watching people on Facebook, and I'm listening to people in real life say, well, so far, so good. And you want to know why they're saying so far, so good? Because they think that we all inherently know what's going on. But we're not looking. And it amazes me, because as I sit at home doing my courses online, and I read about operant conditioning and classical conditioning and group thought, et cetera, et cetera, I watch it happening around me. I don't think anybody in my family in 1976 got that vaccine. I don't think that they did. I don't think anybody in 2009 got the swine flu vaccine. I don't know anybody who got the 1918. none of them are left. I can't even talk to them now, so maybe they did. So what are we seeing? What's going on now? Why do we keep doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results? Are we so fearful that we'll let anybody do anything to us if they corral that fear? Anyway, so we are talking today about that, but I'm not gonna beat a dead horse. Just please, 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 think. Look at the history of what's going on. It was halted in 1976. When have we been getting these vaccines? Like a month, 2 months almost. So we'll see if we're up for a repeat. Although I don't think so, because I think that this is worse. I think this is politically motivated. I think they used it to cheat the election. I think that they used it to usher in horrible, horrible injections. I don't know. I mean, we've gone over it 100,000 times, but we'll say it again here on this show just to go over it again. And I think this is much, much worse. And I think over the years, they have changed the DNA, the genetics of people in this country, children. The educational system is screwed, excuse my French. Children are so dumb, they're so dumbed down, they're so incapable of learning. Their neurotransmitters, their hormones are all messed up, that they literally have to be given test results. They have to be, when I take test, and it's challenging because of what I'm studying, but if you take a regular test, college level test, you can't even imagine how you can get through it because the answers are right there. Not all, but most of the, like the English and math, and hopefully the math, because I have to take math the next semester I go. So what have they done for the last, over 100 years? And what are we going to do about it? We have to keep talking. We have to keep warning people and letting people make up their own minds and hoping that they listen and weigh the different information that's reaching them. But we can't do it alone. We have to all talk about it. Even if you go on Facebook and you share things and people get mad at you, do it anyway. I have lost people. I have had people call me every name in the book, and I don't care. At least I planted a seed, and that's actually sometimes the only thing we can do. But look up swine flu. Even on Smithsonian Magazine, I used to love. I think I'll subscribe to that again. That was a wonderful magazine. Smithsonian Magazine or SmithsonianMag.com has an article from February 6, 2017, called "The Long Shadow of the 1976 Swine Flu Vaccine Fiasco." Oh, here comes the ads. Wait, let me click that off. And some, but not all, of the hesitance to embrace vaccine can be traced back to this event more than 40 years ago. Some, not all, because some people still do it. And if you think about vaccines, they're interesting. If you take a nosode, a homeopathic nosode, that's the understanding of vaccines that we should look at. If you take something like a little bit of the chicken pox or a little bit of the measles or a little bit of flu, your body is going to respond by triggering the immune system to cause the body's immune system to fight, recognize it and fight. But what I never understood is the excessive stimulation of the immune system that leads to people who get vaccinated with all these sorts of things, and then with the heavy metals and the other stuff that they put in them, and then they trigger autoimmune disorders, among other things. So if you look at the homeopathic nosodes, which do the exact same thing, but without all the metals and everything else, you'll understand the purpose of a vaccine, the purpose of being inoculated. I'm not anti-vaccine, a little bit more than I ever was, but being older, I've seen things that have happened. I've lived through, for years I would run out, get the flu shot. It was just a given. A lot of us probably did. And I would look at anti-vaccine parents when I would bring my daughter to the Girls Club or Girls Inc., whatever it was. And I would sort of look at them like, oh, well, I don't care if you don't get them. That's your business. But I get them. And they, back then, they tried to speak to me. And I never cared either way. They didn't offend me. I didn't fight with them. But I just, it was a given that I got the flu vaccines and the different vaccines. But you see the way that they've been ruined. They've been ruined. I think that they're a very, very good thing. I think that they work, but I think that they have abused the whole situation. I don't think that vaccines are bad. I think that sometimes the risks outweigh the benefits outweigh the risks. If I was going to go out of the country, I would probably get the vaccines to go out of the country. But they end up bringing money into the equation, and that's where things get bad. And then the greedier that they get, the worse that these products, you know, they figure, what the heck, if people are so naive that they're going to do it, let me just go ahead and add 50 more vaccines for the kiddos, and let's add some ingredients that might make them sicker, and let's also give them some medications that disrupt their entire system and bring the diseases that they're afraid of getting. It's a perfect little circle of cause the disease, bring out the supposed cure, and then just the circle keeps going on and on and on. So here we are in 2021 in this kind of a situation. And now they're going to, I know in Connecticut, they're taught, I don't know if they did, well, they're denying people to have a religious exemption. They can't do it. I have a religious exemption because I don't want to get the measles vaccine. I'm, you know, almost 60. I don't need the measles vaccine. The measles are not dangerous. Maybe more to me than any kid, but chickenpox, measles, all very helpful for the immune system. But now they're going to mandate them in Connecticut, and they're going to not accept a religious exemption. Have you seen the way that it's bringing in communism? I know what I sound like, but have you seen how they're doing it? If you pick up an article, if you go to a college website, or even Google Scholar, perhaps a college website might be better, or if you listen to some of the vaccines, if you listen to some of the videos that outspoken and ethical doctors are giving, they've made, you know, on Rumble or wherever, because they're banned everywhere else, you can understand what they're doing. And it is literally such a dystopia that they're creating, where they're going to be in control, they're going to have all the money, they're going to have all the food, they're going to have all the medicine, and they're going to dole it out to us like we're little pigs. And it's really sad, because I remember back where it was much more free. than it is now. So that's why we need to donate to Revolution Radio and keep speaking out. There's an article on SOTT.net, Objective Health, Kids and COVID Shots. Remember when the COVID came out and they said, we know that children do not transmit COVID-19 virus and that the concept of asymptomatic spread has been questioned severely, particularly for children. They keep changing their tune. The article goes on to say children, if infected, just do not spread COVID-19 to others readily, either to other children, other adults in their families, or otherwise, nor to their teachers. It is well noted that asymptomatic cases are not the drivers of the pandemic, something particularly important in relation to children, as they're generally asymptomatic. In other words, there are no data whatsoever that could be used to support the need for vaccination of children in this COVID-19 pandemic. Yet, there are currently a number of trials in process for a number of COVID shots where the subjects of the study are children. Why are we vaccinating children, supposedly vaccinating? We're giving them injections. Why are we giving them injections called vaccines against COVID-19 when we know that the vast majority don't catch it or spread it? Has anyone bothered to assess whether the risk of adverse reactions to the shot is worth the possible minuscule benefit? And that's what we need to ask ourselves. But mentally, they've used fear to do so. And then when you get those injections and you start to shed, that means that the vaccine puts diseases into you, and then you can spread the diseases. They're not going to be protected. They don't get it. But we are so dumbed down and so afraid that we're going to allow them to tell us what we shouldn't be doing, what we should be doing. People are getting the vaccine, but they're still forced to wear masks. The governor of Connecticut said, well, we're going to leave the indoor masks on just a little longer. But if you're vaccinated, but you see the vaccines shedding, people are going to, and then they're going to call it phase two, phase three, phase four, until 2030, when they have done what they want to do. It's not like it's hidden information. They use the lockdowns, they use the pandemic. I remember the mayor of this city of Hamden scaring the shit out of people over Facebook, in the news, in the newspaper. Scary, 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 scary virus. You're all going to die. We're all dying. People are dying on the ground. They're laying on the ground. But let's keep Stop and Shop open. Let's keep Walmart open because we're just going to go and shop. But close the mom and pops because those are much more germy. It didn't even make any logical sense. So they have used the lockdowns to garner the desired public reaction of fear so that they can offer their long-term COVID solution. And when we get the shots, we don't even know what we're going to get. That's why I keep talking about it. I'm sorry to keep talking about it because it's an absolute, it's just over and over again I talk about it because it means a lot to me to hopefully help people to understand. I think I've helped a few people anyway to understand that things might not be the way they seem. So everybody, the influence of China in this election is 200 times worse than the claim of Russian collusion and Russian influence in Trump's election and also his presidency. I saw it back in 2010, 2011, when I remember was doing my blog talk radio show, and they said, oh, let's do a prediction show for 2011 into 2012, one of those years, I don't know. And I saw it. I literally saw it. So, here we are, like 10 years later, 9 years later, anyway, 10 years later now, it's at least 10. I really cringe to think of what is going, what's going to happen in the next 10 years, 9 years. So here we are, 2021. We have to keep talking. You are, we get the break at the top of the hour. I'm telling that to somebody who texted me. Sorry. We're getting the break at the top of the hour at 5 o'clock, and then again, I think, at either 5:30 or not, one or the other. I don't remember ever. So you are listening to the Christine Korda Show with me, Christine Korda, on Revolution Radio on freedomslips.com. Please come over and peruse the wonderful website that they have, and you can go up to the top of the nav bar. I like to say nav bar. And you can look through home, you can go to home, the schedule for all the shows, the archives, which I believe are still free. Let me open that in a new window. I believe they're still free. Yep, they're free until further notice. You can listen to all your shows, download them until further notice, and then you can do contact the management, the store, donations, or standalone chat. Please come on over and make a donation. You can make a donation of anything that you want, any amount that you want, to help this radio network stay on the air, to support us all, to support the owners and the family of Mike, who died. How long ago did he die? Isn't that awful? Seems like it was just yesterday. And he started this radio network, and what a radio network it is. It was 2018, wasn't it? Not that long ago. And in his honor, make a donation so his family can continue the shows. So, what else is going on? Here's an interesting thing, which is interesting to me, because I read the Epoch Times. I get it in the mail. I think that sometimes people in here in Connecticut, when they deliver the mail, I think they throw them in the garbage, because I have a subscription to the newspaper. I like the newspaper, but I notice that I don't get... sometimes I don't get the show, the newspapers, but it's a very good newspaper. I like to read the comics, I know, and I like to do the crossword puzzles. I used to buy the papers every day and do the puzzles and all that other stuff, the little jumbles. But it's a very good, it seems to be fairly fair. It seems to be fairly balanced in terms of, it's a little right-leaning, but it's still fairly fair. I won't say that if you're a diehard Democrat, which strangely enough I used to be, you're not going to probably like it, but it's fairly fair. I don't consider myself an extreme conservative. I think I'm a liberal conservative, if that's such a thing. But Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf vows to block transgender athletes from female sports competition. I want to ask you all something. My intention as I get through college is to work with transgender youth, gay and lesbian people, because I feel like they're, especially in the church, I feel like they're not represented in the church. And I'd like to be able to help them to get through their difficulties and to get through their fear of not being accepted. But why are we arguing over whether a person who's born a man can play against women? I don't understand that. And it's not that I don't think that women have physical ability. I don't understand the argument. Would somebody who's more liberally enlightened than me explain to me what the concept of this is, if you don't, you know, Caitlyn Jenner is running for governor of California, and I 100% support her. I don't care if she was born a man. I don't care if she still is a man, but thinks she's a woman. I don't care. It's none of my business. If she wants to be a woman, let her be a woman. I don't care. It's not my business. But why are we arguing this? What are we doing to our children? This is not support. In an interview with the Epoch Times, Pennsylvania Representative Valerie Gados, a co-sponsor of PAHB 972 bill, stressed repeatedly that President Biden should retract that executive order. This particular bill is in response to President Biden's executive order. It is really about the safety for all our girls. No matter how much hormone treatment, therapy, etc., a transgender woman will maintain a higher level of muscle mass and be faster, she further explained, citing a research paper from the British Journal of Medicine. Here's an indication of why they're going into the education system. Why, when I take psychology or I take psychology, abnormal psychology, everything is about transgenders. Everything is about black victims. And personally, I view black people as survivors, not victims. I view black people as creative and smart and intelligent and capable. I watch how they're used and abused in ways that are so deviant. No, I shouldn't use that word. So sneaky that it bothers me immensely. That I'll even, at the risk of being called a hateful word and a racist, I will still say it. That Democrats are using black people as victims. That's it. They are feeling pity for them and acting like they don't even know. And it's really, really offensive. But what are we doing to our children? So she said, according to Biden's executive order, any school that rejects transgender women from competing in female sports will lose federal funding. They always got to hit them in the money. Gados believes the order is in violation of Title IX, a 1972 civil rights action that specifically intended to make sure there is no discrimination in sports. What we don't want to happen, she says, and we're already seeing this, is that there are now biological males who are competing on women's teams, and they are competing and they are winning. And it's discriminatory against women. And what I believe, and what so many other people believe, is that you should not, you know, violate someone's rights in order to try to help somebody else gain additional rights. It doesn't even make any sense. It doesn't give people rights to make believe. It doesn't give people respect to participate in their illusion. Okay, you weren't happy as a man, you're an adult. That's what you want to do. I'm all for that. But don't continue to screw up children. I think we're going to lose sports. I think we've got these sports stars, like the movie stars, that are speaking out against things and calling for cancel culture, to drop certain networks, to drop certain companies, don't go there anymore, and hit them in the money, which is a very genius thing to do. However, the way that they're using it is dark psychology at its worst. So Representative Dawn Kiefer, another bill co-sponsor, told the Epoch Times that given the biological differences between men and women, she and her fellow Pennsylvania lawmakers felt the need to take action to protect women's sports and the integrity of women's sports and their competition. Kiefer is a former board member of the Dillsburg Area Football Club and coach of the Upward Soccer Team and St. Joseph's Parish JV Boys Track Team. Her daughter, who graduated from high school last year, is a soccer player. As a mom, I was just compelled to come on board with this, she said, saying that her daughter could lose the environment of fair competition if any of the teams accepted a transgender player. We know that young men are bigger, stronger, have bigger hearts, bigger lungs, more fast twitch fiber, and denser bones. They're biologically and physiologically different from women. And that's the reason we have sex-separated sports in the first place, is to give women an opportunity to compete on a fair playing field. And so I think this really takes us backwards from Title IX. Backwards. Oofy, they're already in our bathrooms. I think that people should rise up, walk away. Walk away off the court, walk away off the field, walk away, don't participate. Don't give them money. Don't give them the time of day. See, that's where we have the power to do these things. We have the power to do these things, but we don't. I think we like being victims. I really, really think that we, I think we like being victims. We've been... It's been drummed into our head for so many years. If you're a victim, you're a hero, you're this, you're that. We'll do everything for you. And I know, I understand that because I was a victim for many years. And I held on to that victim status for many years. I felt so sorry for myself. And then one day I woke up and I said, the only one who's feeling sorry for you, Christine, I said to myself, I call myself by my first name, is you. And the only one wasting your life is you. Because nobody's going to run in on the white horse and save you from anything except you. And then I realized that I had made a drastic mistake in being a victim for all these years. Victims don't win. Victims lose over and over and over again. So here's my plea to you. I want to move to South Dakota. If anyone is listening and you have a rental or a house for sale, I'd like to transfer colleges to go down to South Dakota in the college there. I can't think of the name of it right now, but it's there. If anyone has an apartment they want to rent that takes dogs and cats and ferrets and children and me, I would be grateful because it's going to be almost impossible for me to leave Connecticut. My dream is to leave Connecticut. I cannot tell you how hard it is to be poor in Connecticut. You can't do anything. You can't rise up. People in Connecticut who rose out of poverty have my eternal admiration, because when you are here in Connecticut and you end up impoverished, you can't get out. You can't buy a house. Your credit goes bad. You can't get a good paying job. Now they're using the honor system and the credit score to get you a job and to bring you, to get you a better job and a better paying. And they're not even looking at your gifts or your talent, but they're doing it based on many other things. Soon it's going to be, if you don't accept that transgenders are real and you're a hater, and if you know how many times I've been discriminated against because I speak somewhat positively on Trump? I can't even imagine what my children are going to have to live with, or their children if they choose to have children. It's going to be a nightmare. Forced group thought. Forced. Forced in this dystopia of... based on illusion and feelings and what makes us feel good about who we're using as a victim for our own purposes. And everybody is, all these elites or whatever you call them, non-elites, are going to reap in the benefits financially. This is going to be a sad day. So we have to keep speaking up and we have to recognize it and see it for what it is. See it for what it is. There were these two little girls, and it's a heartbreaking thing, and I think I have time to talk about it. Makia Bryant was 16 years old, okay? 16. Number one, how horrible is that? All right, that's horrible. Number two, why was a 16-year-old in possession of a knife? Where were the parents? She was in a foster situation. I'm sorry. But here they are, instead of saying, let's change the circumstances of which this child is in so that no more children are in those circumstances, they're blaming the white people. They're blaming white people for her death. It's not going to do anything because you're not going to get any white people to help you. You're not going to get any white people to give you the money to get out of those circumstances. You're not going to get any white people to retrain your thinking to not use a knife. I watched the video. I don't like watching videos like that. It bothers me a lot. The girl who was 16 had a knife. She went over to the other girl and threatened to stab her repeatedly and seemed to be carrying through on it. And she was shot. The cop saved the little girl's life who had the dog. To make that decision is horrible. It's horrible. So what do we do when that happens? We talk about it and we say, look, of course it's horrible. God help them. Sorry. I'm so sorry. Because nobody that age should be shot. Nobody should die at that age. And when we come back from this break, we're going to talk more about it. Stay with us, the Christine Cordes Show here on Revolution Radio.
It is no secret that the so-called mainstream media is best described as controlled propaganda. Countless news stories are either totally ignored or spun with half-truths, and because of this, essential facts and vital information are often compromised. Join Dr. Ott every Friday night on Studio B at 10 p.m. Eastern and learn why The Story Behind the Story was nominated for a Peabody Award in its second year of producing unparalleled broadcasting excellence in 1997. That is, if you really care about learning the truth.
Like to take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio.
Join Revolution Radio every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the internet. Please help support this station so this battle can continue forward. Revolution Radio! The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Welcome. You're listening to the Christine Korda Show here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. So we were talking about that poor little girl. I feel bad for her parents. I mean, nothing like that is ever anything but tragic. They're going to twist it any way that they want it. She was in foster care with Franklin County Children's Services at the time of her death. Of course, she was described as a shy and quiet girl. I don't have anything against anybody who's not shy and quiet, but she didn't come across as somebody who was quiet. And her grandmother said, the fact that I see what I saw in that video is not how I know my Makaya. I don't know what happened, she said, unless she was fearful for her life. She didn't seem fearful. She seemed mad. And the other little girl had a dog. If you watch the video, you can hear her screaming that she's going to kill the other woman. She's going to stab her. And CBS News were criticized because they ignored the fact that she was seen on the video holding a knife and screaming that she was going to kill the other woman. I understand the grandmother disassociating from it, but everyone else, come on. I think that really we should all really stick up for the truth of what's going on instead of allowing people to be used as pawns and victims. And there's, you know, I don't know why any police would work in any kind of a community because all that consists of black and brown. Because all they do is complain about the police and make heroes of criminals. Now, I'm not saying that the guy who was knelt down on by the cop deserved it. Of course he didn't deserve it. I'm learning about drug addiction, and it's horrible. What happens to the brain and the emotions and the way that our brain is structured? You should have training in that because you don't deserve to do that to people. I mean, excuse me, people don't deserve to have that done to them. No matter what the guy was, George Floyd, no matter what he was or did, whether he was a murderer or a killer, he didn't deserve to be treated like that. But now everybody's protesting and there's more property that's damaged and the tensions are worse and worse and worse. And it's just... somebody said she was trying to stab the dog. I don't think so. I don't think so. And it's just, it's horrible. It's absolutely horrible. It's absolutely horrible what is going on in this country. And anybody who says differently is brainwashed. I mean, I get it. There's some conservatives that are brainwashed. I get that. But this world is just, this country is just on its, I don't know what to even say. It reminds me of where it says in the Bible, lawlessness, about lawlessness. I'm afraid my dog might start barking. I live in an apartment and we're at the entrance area and people walk in and out and the doors make a lot of noise. And I'm afraid that my dog is a very scary barker. She's so cute though. You should see her face. She's so cute. She's looking at me because she knows I'm talking about her. She's taking her power nap for the day. She can keep going for the rest of the night. So North Carolina City declares a state of emergency ahead of officer-involved shooting. I get it. But solving violence and hate with violence and hate is not going to do it. I just don't know anymore. Get to the point where words escape me, which is extremely miraculous for me. Not denying that racism exists, because it does. I've seen it. I've participated in it. Not being one, but on the receiving end of it. There's a lot of people who hate black people. There's a lot of people who hate white people. And it's not going to do us any good to do the same thing over and over again. But isn't that what's happening, guys? Isn't that what's happening? That we are taking the same situations and doing the same things over and over again. I was thinking the other day, my daughter is biracial. Her father and I dated back in the early 90s. And he passed away in a car accident, and I had the baby. But I remember having her, and to me, she was just beautiful. She's my baby. And I didn't see anything. I didn't see race. I didn't see non-race. I saw my baby. And I saw her father as a human being, as a man who I loved, who I dated. And I remember encountering racism several times when I lived in Waterbury. And looking at my daughter and thanking God that she wasn't my son. I don't mean that in the transgender way. I mean that in the physical way, because men who are black have a worse time than women. But I remember how many times I cried my eyes out because I was so scared of what her life was going to be. And when she was a little baby and she was so cute and happy, and it would actually physically make my chest hurt because of what I would see, the hatred that I would see that came from people. And I remember thinking, gosh, I wish I could keep her young and keep her with me and keep her safe. But at some point you can't. And I wished that when I had her in the 90s, that by 2021, we would be all done with it. But we're not. And I think it's horrific. And I think that we really need, what a good idea would be to really look at the politicians and how they use it and abuse it and play with it and use people's pain and suffering, long-standing pain and suffering, for their agenda, for their money making, for their popularity, for their BS statements. And all the time they're reaping the benefits financially of all of our being. And now we face, there's no more free speech, controlled speech, and mainstream media it seems to be completely bought. I don't even think they know what they're doing, let alone how to be a reporter. And look at the president that we have, that's the supposed president that the law recognizes as the president, that he's not the president. And that's even worse than anything. And I don't care if you like Trump or love him or hate him. I don't care if you hate Biden or love him. The fact of the matter is we're in trouble. And especially with that, that it's not even for, I mean, he's a disgrace. He can't speak. He's just, I happen to have the dishonor of seeing the videos that were found on his son's laptop that he claims he doesn't know if it was his. How'd they get on there? That doesn't matter as long as he doesn't know it was his. I can't even describe it because Biden was on there, father and son, and what they do to children is horrific. It's horrific. And this is what we have as the supposed cheating, but leader of the free world. Oh my goodness me. This is a disgrace. And we are going to suffer for it. That's why I'm going to put out another announcement. I'd like to move to South Dakota. That's my, I've prayed about it. I've thought about it. And it seems like a very nice state. And I would really like to, if you have any information on any place to live that's very cheap and reasonable, that I could go there, because it's going to be almost impossible for me to do this, but I would like to do this. Let me know, ChristineCorda@yahoo.com, all one word, Christine Corda. I would be so grateful. You know, we can't get on a plane, and someday soon we might not be able to go into a store or a museum or a library without proof that we have been vaccinated. Our children can't go to an in-person school. The teachers don't want to go back to school and do their jobs without being wrapped up in a plastic bubble. And they're so scared of the virus. But the Biden administration is letting everybody who's an illegal alien into this country, sick or well, as long as those coming in will vote for Democrats. What a country we've turned into. What a country we have turned into. And this, what I'm going to read, is by Zachary Stiber from the Epoch Times, Texas, on April 23rd, this article was, Texas sues Biden administration for what? For allegedly, disregarding COVID-19 rules at border. The Attorney General of Texas on Thursday sued our own country's supposed president, even though he's fake, Joe Biden's administration, for allegedly flouting its own COVID-19 rules in handling the surge of illegal immigrants crossing from Mexico. Administration officials have abandoned the pre-existing protections against the introduction into Texas and the United States of aliens infected with the SARS-CoV-2 virus during a pandemic. Gee, I wonder why. The disregard for COVID-19 rules violates federal law, including the Public Health Service Act of 1944. By causing an influx of aliens who are or might be infected with COVID-19 into the United States, of defendants' unlawful actions imperil the public health of Texas and the United States and weaken the ability of the economies of Texas and the United States to recover through reopening from the effects of the pandemic, he wrote in the suit. And that was the Attorney General Ken Paxton wrote that. Aliens refers to immigrants. And we're not supposed to use that word anymore. COVID-19 is the disease caused by the CCP, Chinese Communist Party virus, also known as the SARS-CoV-2. Texas is the largest U.S. state bordering Mexico. Under former President Donald Trump, U.S. officials last year issued a rule that utilized Title 14 to prevent immigrants from entering the United States and to expel those that did manage to enter and were caught. Then Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Director Robert Redfield said in the order that he was suspending entry because of the serious danger that immigrants could introduce the virus that causes COVID-19 into the United States. The public health risks of inaction include transmission and spread of COVID-19 to border personnel, U.S. citizens, and others. But the Biden administration, upon taking office in January, rolled back use of Title 42, allowing all unaccompanied minors to stay in the country and significantly decreasing the number of family units expelled under the order. Paxton alleged that the U.S. government should abandon its own rules without any meaningful justification or explanation, resulting in the release of tens of thousands of immigrants into the United States. Texas officials are asking a federal court to block the Biden administration from exempting unaccompanied minors from the Title 42 powers, which started in February, and declare that the administration must return all illegal immigrants with limited exceptions to Mexico under Title 41, or detain and quarantine all aliens who could carry the CCP virus for at least 14 days before releasing them into the United States. The Biden administration didn't respond to a request for comment. They probably didn't even listen. Allegedly. We don't believe what we see anymore. Oh, the Mary clones of Biden and Harris haven't been functioning well. The so-called President Biden, after finishing golf, says the refugee cap was linked to the crisis that ended up on the border with young people. We couldn't do two things at once, and now we're going to increase the number. Where are the others from the DC movie set? This is not being orchestrated well. It's a real shit show. Who's on first? And that was a comment on SOTT.net, which I thought it was a good comment. You have to think about what diseases were totally eradicated, and they're bringing them back in. Just handing them over to us. So, immigrants entering immigration. A White House press secretary, I'm not even going to say her name, I can't stand that woman, said in March that most immigrants are tested, but not all. There's a proposal for testing all of these individuals as they come across, she told reporters at the White House last month, but we'll just, you know, do what we want. Immigrants entering immigration and customs enforcement facilities or buildings run by the Department of Health and Human Services are tested for COVID-19. Texas rejected a proposal that would cover all expenses for testing and quarantine of immigrants, according to the White House pretend press secretary. So I think the question is, why is he standing in the way of local communities getting the funding and support they need to help with testing, isolation, and quarantine efforts? She said, some individuals are released into the county, into the country after testing positive with recommendations to quarantine. But they're letting them in, and that's the point, I think. Giving them positions in the Congress and the Senate. I think that this is just part of the disgrace. I think the worst possible thing that I have ever seen is what I saw on those videos. I didn't even watch. I couldn't watch more than 3 minutes. Couldn't do it. I couldn't even look at the pictures. It was just awful. And in the meantime, you know, it's unbelievable what's happening. So we talk about it here, so we can rant and rave, and then and then feel like you're ranting and raving through me. It's all based on extortion. If you don't do as I say, I will revoke your license. That's why doctors are not speaking up, because their whole lives are being threatened to be. Their whole lives are being threatened to be taken away. And it's just, this is what politics are now. This is what politics are. They are extortion. If you don't, you know, if somebody said to me, Christine, you'd like to become a counselor and have a certification and have a license, but you can't talk positively about Trump. You can't question the feelings of transgenders, whether you have to do this, you have to believe that, you have to say this. That's what they do. So that's a terrible way to come into, you know, what you dreamed of doing. That's why I'm trying to get out of Connecticut. I don't even think I'm going to try, attempt to get a license in Connecticut. I don't think they'll give me one. Just the show alone. What would be nice if all states in America would sue both of them for this sort of thing? Both of them are responsible. And they are all the governing officials that have locked down American business owners and kept the ones that are corporate owned and corporate donating to their run for election. How many businesses have folded? I tell you the truth. I have spoken to people, more than four or five people, that have lost everything because of this pandemic. They have lost their businesses, lost their schools, their chance to get their degrees. They've lost their houses, their cars, their jobs, everything. They locked down elderly homes so that the seniors were isolated for the rest of their year that they lived. They kept children out of schools. I'm not a child, but the opportunity that only came to me after 40 years of never believing I would get my college degree, and I'm struggling to keep it. I'm struggling to keep the online learning. It's very difficult in many ways. They have kept children out of schools and sports. Now they're welcoming illegal aliens here. There's no 6-foot lines. If you look at the picture, I'm going to put it in chat. You look at the picture of these people, there's no 6-foot distancing. There's no precautions. I just put it in the chat if you want to come click on it. Every one of us has to go into the stores and follow the yellow brick road. But these people are sitting there next to each other. That's why we need Trump. If he's not part of them, and we don't know that he's, if he is or isn't. But there's an interesting website that I'm going to go click on so that I can. There are some people who are speaking up. There are some people, lawyers, who are speaking up about our constitutional rights. Here's an online summit on restoretheculture.com. I'll put that in the chat. I may have to leave chat because somebody's chat name is Sassy Ass. How cool is that name? Oh no, wait a minute. I'm sorry. I just repeated the link that I put in. Wait, here we are. It's at restoretheculture.com. Here you go. It's in chat now. So you can click on that. I'm going to look. Ooh, hopefully I won't get... I hope it... Oh, I think it's starting to freeze. I have to leave chat. Sorry about that. It gets a little difficult. My bandwidth is... Uh-oh. My bandwidth is leaves a lot to be desired. So Truth Over Fear Summit, it's an online summit. Any website like these always have the throttling going on, always. And that's just really, really sad. It's really sad. No, I can't get into it. I can't get into it to tell you, but there are different groups. If you go on Facebook and friend me, I'm over on Facebook at Christine Korda, my name. And Through the Darkness, I haven't changed the name of it. I don't know how. It's the Facebook group. It's very active. It was very active. It's not really as active as it was because I changed the name of my show, but been very, very busy. But I can send you a lot of information. I know a couple of listeners that were here that listened to my show. Thank you. I've become friends with them on Facebook, and that's great. I can send you some articles from there and groups that you can get involved in if you are worried about your constitutional rights. And not going to hurt. A lot of it makes a lot of sense. It's hard work, though, I'll tell you that. It's hard work. We have to do things ourselves, because I honestly think that all the lawyers left are bought, rented, and sold. Bought, rented, and sold. Excuse me, that was not me. That was my chair. I mean, 102,000 immigrants were expelled under Title 14 in March 2021, as well as 62,000 in January. How many illegal aliens are coming here? Holy bazoli. That's a huge amount of people. But you are listening to the Christine Korda Show. Today is April 26, 2021. Can you imagine? April flew by. Flew by. And I am going to welcome you and encourage you to come over to www.freedomslips.com, Revolution Radio, and make a donation. Because Revolution Radio is the number one in listener-supported radio, and we speak the truth, we don't censor, and we are very important to be left alone. Come and support us by going into the chat and talking to the other members, even if you disagree with a lot of it, it doesn't matter. I think one of the reasons we've gotten into this situation in this country is because we have been meek. And I think that it's really horrible. I think that we're doing better than we think, or than by all appearances, because they do their best to, you know, cover up and make things look. They like to push the illusion. Here's another article that I was reading, and it's the Epoch Times. Let's see, this was from April 23rd, 3 days ago, 2021. I can't even fathom what we've done to our poor children. You know, it's easy for me to complain and say I don't like wearing the masks, but I have a cognitive ability and abstract thinking to deal with it. Children, I have read more about child suicides, children as young as 11 hanging themselves. I don't remember this happening in 1976, and I don't remember it happening in 2009. All I know is they played the virus game to the hilt. I'm not saying that it doesn't exist, because I believe it does exist. But I think that they're using it, abusing it, and exaggerating it. And they're playing with us. I mean, the first question we should ask ourselves is, why do they say that children don't catch it or spread it? And all of a sudden now, I don't even think they came out and they said that they'd spread it and catch it. I think they just go along and say, here, put these masks on your kids. So a group of legislators questioning why the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, recommends children as young as 2 wear masks. Oh my Lord, my children, when they were 2, I couldn't have done that. There would be no way. The CDC first recommended that children age 2 years and older wear masks in March 2020. Advice that many states base their masking rules on. In January, President Joe Biden signed an executive order that all airports, trains, and many businesses follow the CDC's masking recommendations. So there they go. They're going to implement their rules as laws, and that's what they intended to do from the onset of it. The implementation of these recommendations has serious consequences for some Americans. Multiple parents of young children have been removed from flights and in some instances permanently banned from future travel on the airline that they were flying due to their toddler's refusal to wear a mask. These unfortunate events have occurred despite the parents' best attempts to have their child cooperate with the mask requirement, which is a struggle millions of parents have faced over this past year. For parents of children with disabilities, compliance has proved almost impossible, resulting in increased social isolation and negative mental health consequences, they added. The CDC's advice is among the most strict in the world. In a number of European countries, children under 11 years old do not have to wear masks. Legislators noted that scientists and studies have repeatedly noted the lower rates of COVID-19 infection and transmission among young children. Given that evidence, they asked Walensky to provide the basis for the CDC's recommendations, including specific studies the agency used, and asked if there were plans to update its recommendations on mask wearing as new information emerges. 32 Republican lawmakers signed the letter, including Senator Rand Paul, Rick Crawford, and Representative Tom Tiffany. The CDC did not respond to a request for a comment. They just don't answer. They don't even listen to you. Did you ever try to call or get a hold of one of your congressmen? Either they send you back a form letter 2-3 weeks later, a month later, or they don't answer at all. They don't even care. They don't work for us. We're their slaves now. Some people, our Walensky was not questioned on the masking guidance during a virtual briefing she took part in on Friday. Some experts have also wondered why young children are being made to wear masks. Dr. Jay Bhattacharya of Stanford University told the Epoch Times in a recent interview that a cost-benefit view of making children wear masks shows little benefit but much harm, noting that children have unique developmental skills that are impaired by wearing masks and being around people wearing masks. The World Health Organization recommends no masks to be required, be required to be worn by children up to 5 years old, and that policymakers weigh different facts when mulling whether to impose mask requirements on children between ages 6 and 11, such as the intensity of transmission of the CCP virus, which causes COVID-19. Others have pushed mask wearing for even young children. The American Academy of Pediatrics, for instance, says that children aged 2 and older should wear masks in childcare, at school, and other places. They cannot stay 6 feet away from each other. Let me tell you something about the 6 feet away from each other. People are screaming and yelling, and I get devil looks from people in the store because people are so brainwashed that they cannot even think straight, even when you're 12 feet away from them. Methods for getting children to wear masks properly include letting them choose the style of masks, giving them breaks from wearing a mask, and regularly cleaning their coverings. I can't even stand this. This is absolutely ludicrous. This is a virus that if you look online and you look at college websites and you read the papers and the scientific peer-reviewed journals, articles, you will see that it is 99.8% recoverable. Not saying it doesn't exist, but it's 99.8% recoverable. Now, it's funny because I used to do shows about mind control. I used to do shows on MKUltra, fear-based mind control, trauma-based mind control. And it's interesting. It's interesting because it's showing itself over and over, especially in the last, there might be some noise here, especially in the last 10 years, let's say 10 years. And I will go back and do them again if you'd like. I think I did like 2 years, at least 2 years, full 2 years of MKUltra mind control, satanic ritual abuse, MKUltra mind control techniques, which is now understood as operant, I think it's operant conditioning. I have to look it up. Very interesting when you read about it. Very interesting to understand it. I've gotten into the fear. I've gotten scared. I have life-threatening asthma. I'm obese. I have high blood pressure. Thank God those are the only three things. But when I hear somebody coughing or I hear about the virus or I hear from people who have had it and they said it was horrible, I get scared because I've had bad flus, I've had bad bronchitis, and I'm terrified of getting that, let alone a terrible COVID. But I think I prefer to believe that I will be able to fight it. It might be hard, but I will be able to fight it. So it is amazing what is going on. You know, I thought Frank was going to be here today. I don't think he's going to be doing the show anymore. We usually have a good back and forth. But this is a sad, sad time for America. And I really hope I'm wrong. Because I'll be happier if I'm wrong. And I'll be happier if I don't see people dying. I don't see people getting terribly sickened. They're going to call it the phase two. And people are not ever going to know that it was the vaccine, the injection, that lowered their immunity, changed the way that the body responds to a virus. Can you imagine how easy that is? To introduce a virus into this society? Just very scary. Very scary. So in Indiana, another thing too is the vaccine passports. Isn't that nice? They were never going to do that. I remember talking about that last year, and people were calling me a conspiracy theorist, and that's not true. And look at it, it's true. You gotta keep up with me, because I've seen it. I've seen it 100 times. I don't know what that noise was. Oh, I think there's a chat for me. I don't know how to get to it. You gotta just a minute. perhaps we are. Okay, 1 second. That's a funny noise. That's a funny noise, isn't it? I don't know if anyone hears the noise. I'm trying to get to the chat. That's an interesting noise, let me tell you. I'm just going to keep going. If there's something wrong with the sound, please let me know at the radio chat, because I can't get into my Skype. Don't even know why. But Indiana legislators prohibit vaccine passports. And they incorporated language in a bill that would ban state and local government units from requiring vaccine passports or requesting employees from proving that they have taken CCP virus vaccine shots. So this is interesting. If local governments stop vaccine passports from passing through, what are we going to do about businesses from not hiring or servicing people who have not had the shot? When the liberal loons want to get around an unpopular law, they get the corporations to do it for them. Have you noticed that too? I think that's what their plan is. Oh, let's make it look like you have a point, and we'll let you fight with this, and we'll ban the vaccine passports. However, we're not going to tell the businesses what to do. You know, I took the bus, I think a week and a half ago, and I put the mask on, and I'll tell you why. Oh, thank you, Boy Solomon. Get on the bus, and I don't want to get beat. I don't want to get yelled at. I don't want to get screamed. I mean, I go into the store, and people who look really professional have gotten nutty, and I just don't have that ability anymore to deal with that kind of thing. So I put the mask on. I'm on the bus the other day, and I sat down 12 feet away from the bus driver at our stop up the street, which I prefer to walk to because it's really not a pleasant walk for my big butt, but it's good for me. It's not very hard to do. And I got on the bus. We went down to like the 5th, 6th row, which was good, good, good distance away. It was certainly well within social distancing. And I took the mask down off my face because I literally cannot breathe. And I ran out of face shields. And I don't even go out as much anymore. I even shop. I shop online and I have them delivered. And the bus driver, instead of asking me either A, to move, for, there was no one else in the bus but us. Instead of saying, could you please move down to a seat in the rear, or could you please put your mask up? If he said something, I would say, oh, sure, okay. Because if somebody's terrified, I don't want to add on to their fear. But instead, he put a little announcement over the loudspeaker. How many times we have gone over this? How many times the governor and the legislators have said, oh, it's not a law. Comes over the loudspeaker. According to state law, according to Connecticut state law, all riders must wear a mask securely over their nose and mouth while on the bus. There is no such law that exists. But you see how the corporations are doing this? You see how people who are blindly following in the rhetoric, blindly following the lies, are going to bring these things into existence. I think the only way we're going to get around that is for us en masse to go into the stores without masks, to go onto the buses without masks, because if you get 40 people together and y'all don't have any masks on, what are they going to do? What are they going to do? That's the problem with groupthink. People don't want to think for themselves. They want to be birds of a feather flock together. I mean, I remember learning that years ago when I was a little kid. They said they're never going to mandate the vaccine or the shot because it's an experimental shot. It's not a vaccine. But yet it's happening. It's happening. So here we are again. I'm going to repeat myself because that's what I do. There's a funny noise on my computer. It's not a law. It never was a law, but they're making it. I hear a very strange noise. I think it's my computer. It's only a year old. Figures. I got it for free, which was really nice. But I hope that you can't hear it. Boy Solomon, thank you. Said that he can't hear it, so that's good. So here we are, laws that are not laws, that were only guidelines, are now becoming pretend laws. And the lawyers aren't doing anything. And look at this on Yahoo News. Yahoo, I cannot stand Yahoo. Ick. But it's actually in Yahoo News. Now they're saying that the 6 feet, staying apart 6 feet indoors, let's see the date, April 26th, so it's today, staying 6 feet apart indoors does almost nothing to stop the spread of COVID-19. MIT study finds. So why are they coming out with this now? When is the second phase coming? Oh, I don't know, right after the vaccine, right after the shot? That's interesting. The widely used 6 foot rule does little to prevent COVID-19 exposure, MIT researchers found. The risk of exposure from an infected person is similar at 6 feet and 60 feet, one researcher said. The study said mask wearing, ventilation, and what a space is used for were bigger variables. The widely used rule of staying 6 feet away from others does little to affect the risk of exposure to COVID-19 in indoor spaces, according to a new study out of MIT. According to MIT researchers, the rule is based on an outdated understanding of how the coronavirus moves in closed spaces. Interesting, the timing, though. Did they have the Oscars? Oh, I used to watch those and don't know. They said other variables, like the number of people in a space, whether they wear masks, what they are doing, and the level of ventilation were much more important. The 6'4", get it? 6'4"? The 6 foot rule is used in various forms around the world. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention advises 6 feet of separation indoors and outdoors, while in the UK the figure is 2 meters. I don't know what that is in feet. In much of Europe, the figure is 1 meter, which is also recommended as a minimum distance by the WHO. But while such distancing rules are easy to remember and purport to suit any situation, the new study says they may not be that useful. The study was released online ahead of its publication in the peer-reviewed journal PNAS on Tuesday. It says a better way of controlling indoor exposure is to do individual calculations based on variables for that space. I don't believe a thing that they say. I'm not even going to read anymore, but I'm going to post this in the chat because it's interesting to me. The timing of it is interesting. Oh, my bandwidth is straining. Yeah, now that everybody is shedding, he's telling people to take the masks off. Exactly, Captain Kirk. I don't know if you're listening to me or not, but I'm listening. Fauci, yeah. Fauci is telling everybody to take their masks off, and now they're changing the rules. So, I mean, I don't want to say it because I know what I sound like, but people are going to get sicker. People are going to get sicker. It's some of the most heinous things I've, you know, I remember that guy who was, I think he was Montana. I don't remember what governor he was. He was used to be an actor. I can't think of his name. He was almost on my show once, but they thought I was a little bit on the fringe. He used to have a show, Jesse Ventura. And I remember he had a show on about 10 years ago, 11 years ago, probably longer than that, where he was conspiracy theories. And he said, no matter what we think the government is doing to us, we can't imagine how bad it is. Oh, my goodness. So I think between prayer and keep talking, don't yell at people, though. Here's the research article. I think I did post it. I have to, and let me click that down. Here we go. This is from Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences of the United States of America. This is peer-reviewed, and this is an article on April 27th, 2021. Well, that's interesting. It came out tomorrow. And this is a good article because these are peer-reviewed and that you can still trust them. I like reading these kind of articles because this helped me immensely. The 6 foot rule is a social distancing recommendation by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention based on the assumption that the primary vector of pathogen transmission is the large drops ejected from the most vigorous exhalation events, coughing and sneezing. Oh, that gave me the creepy, creepy, gross things. Indeed, high-speed visualization of such events reveals that 6 feet corresponds roughly to the maximum range of the largest millimeter scale drops. Makes me feel like a kid could vomit. Compliance to the 6 foot rule will thus substantially reduce the risks of such large drop transmission. I always understood it to go through the air. Oh, there is now overwhelming evidence that indoor airborne transmission associated with relatively small micron-scale aerosol droplets plays a dominant role in the spread of COVID-19, especially for so-called super-spreading events, which invariably occur indoors. For example, at the 2.5-hour-long Skagit Valley Choral Choir practice that took place in Washington State on March 10th, some 53 of 61 attendees were infected, presumably not all of them within 6 feet of the initially infected individual. Really? Did they die? I think they're just saying what they say, but it's an interesting article. I encourage you to read it. At least look through it. I have to get my thesaurus out. So the fun studies from the corporate-owned educational system is interesting. I was listening to this guy on Rumble. I can't think of his name, but I believe he lives in Japan or China. God forgive me, I don't want to be racist against the poor Asian people. But he is Asian. I don't know where he's living. He's not in America. He was born in America. And I should have gotten it. And he talked about how bad the doctors are for telling us to get a vaccine. The name of, let me see if I can find it because I still have a little bit of time. The name of the vaccine, I'm sorry, the name of the video is In the name of God, do not get the vaccine. Scared the crap out of me. It really did. It scared me more than any sickness that I can imagine. And they're just doing it. They're doing it in such a way that we're going to be in trouble. I don't know a lot about the agenda to depopulate the earth. Oh, this is on. Let's see if I can find it now. But I gotta look. I've gotta look into more of that because I thought that I think it was James Red Pills America. I think that's what it was. Because dear God, do not get the vaccines. COVID shots will decimate the world population. You think I'm a conspiracy theorist? You gotta hear this guy. I'm gonna put that in the chat. Go and take a look at this video. This is 5:54. This is the last. Hi, Eagle Flower. This was a scary, scary video. This was a man who's a doctor. He's a microbiologist, Dr. Bacardi. I don't know how to pronounce it. He was on a Fox News interview that went viral. Calls for criminal prosecution of the people responsible and an immediate halt to this global experiment. He warns that COVID hysteria is based on lies and that the COVID vaccines are set to cause a global catastrophe and a decimation of the human population. You have to watch the video. I put it in chat. If you stop by www.freedomslips.com, you can find it in the chat. It really was scary. You know why? Because the man who is the microbiologist, a doctor, he speaks with intelligence, with ease, with conviction, and he knows what he's talking about, and he explains it very well. He said he won't come back to America. And I, in a way, I wish I could leave. But here's an interesting thought. Nobody's talking about blood donations. So now we're going to have blood donations with Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson's, all that are getting donated with all the mixed blood and placed into people. And what's that going to do? What is that going to do? Somebody said they asked a phlebotomist about the contaminated vaccine blood from people who got the jabs. And she said they are not doing anything different with it. It's not being separated at all and is going into the normal blood supply channel. And that is extremely, extremely disturbing. Pope Francis has called for a new world order and more recently global governance. Pope Francis should kiss the feet of some other demon. I don't like him at all. The other Nazi-looking guy, he was at least a little bit better, except he looked horrible. So we are at 5:56 on April 26, 2021. Listen, don't do anything that I say to do. I don't tell you anybody who listens to my show, I'm not telling you what to do. I'm not telling you what not to do. My talking on this radio show and on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com is nothing except my thoughts, my beliefs. You are welcome to research what I present to you and make up your own mind. I would never tell you not to get a vaccine. I would never tell you to get one. Can I tell you to believe what I say? Nope. I'm not even sure half the time. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll be back next week. Same place, same channel. Take care. God bless.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio.
Hey, everyone. It's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
We did not engage in conflict that was out of line with our mission.
Is it disloyalty? Is it sedition? Is it treason to oppose the hands of tyranny? Never!
I will never send troops anywhere on a mission of that kind without telling them that if somebody shoots at them, they can darn well shoot back.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me,
give me liberty! Oh, give me!
A dark cloud is finally lifting across the world as U.S. military intelligence and their global partners are destroying the deep state criminal power structure that has ruled over our planet for hundreds of years.
We are free with the God-given rights, and we shall not yield that right to any power on earth.
Hi, I'm Scott McKay. The world is at, and I am your host on The Tipping Point. On Revolution Radio, where every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, we bring you the latest in this ensuing takedown of this global criminal empire.
That's an image of strength.
You'll get the raw, hard truth here.